Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Hey in Meseches Gittin. We left off three lines from the bottom on Dalid Amid Beis. We are going to be continuing to discuss the halachos of Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. And we're going to continue to analyze the machlokas between Rabba and Rava. We concluded yesterday's daf with a very, very important addition to the machlokas Rabba and Rava. If a person would only learn very slowly, as sometimes happens, and not get very far in Gittin, then one that will get the impression, an erroneous impression on two different fronts. One that was corrected on at the end of yesterday's daf, and the other that's going to be corrected on today's daf. Impression number one that one might have is that Rabba holds the only requirement of a Fanei Nechtam is based on the chash of Ein Biki in Lishma, that people are not Baki in Lishma. And if people are Baki Lishma, then you always require, then if people are Baki Lishma, there's no need to require Befanei Nechtav u'Befanei Nechtam. However, on yesterday's daf, three lines up from where we're going to start, five lines from the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara tells us that Rabba holds of the Shita of Rava. So that is one point that is not well known in regards to Machlokis of Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. In today's daf, we're going to go on and analyze this Machlokis between Rava and Rava, bring Rayos back and forth, and then the Gemara is also going to tell us something else that is not clear when one is first introduced to Rabba and Rava. And that is that at the end of the day, there were times that Chazal did not require Befanei Nechtav u'Befanei Nechtam because of La'achar Shalomdu. And that is that there were instances where it would seem that Rabba would require Befanei Nechtav u'Befanei Nechtam. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that later on in Chutz Laretz, they learned the halachos of Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. Now we're going to have eight lines from the top on Hey Amid Aleph. And that is another important yediyah in regards to halachos of Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam, that people might not have by simply learning the Gemara on Daf Beis and the primary source of the Machlokis, Rabba Rava. The Gemara continues bringing Rayas back and forth from Hey on Hey Amid Aleph. And then at the top of the Hey Amid Beis, we're going to learn that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi seem to have the same machlokas between themselves about what is the requirement of Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. Is it based on the idea of Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai or Bikin L'Shma? That's how the Gemara is going to conclude that topic. And then on Hey Amid Beis, we're going to have a very important machlokas that's going to get involved in many Shas Yediyas. And that is, how many people does the Shliach have to say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam in front of? Does he need to say in front of two, or does he name in front of three? When the Gemara has that discussion, the Gemara will get involved with two very important Shas topics, and that is Shliach Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan. And Amir Hashem, we will conclude today's daf discussing the definition of those terms, as well as the important rule of Rebbe Meir, that if a person does not say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam, even though it's a rabbinic institution, let's Bezer Hashem begin four lines from the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis. Tanan, Hamevi Gem Medinas Hayam, if a person brings a get from Medinas Hayam, Ve'ena Yochel Lomar Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam, and he does not say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam, Im Yesh Olav Edim Yiskayim Bechosamav, if there are Edim, so then in such a case, then one could validate the Edim, and on the shtar, and Befanei Nechtam, its requirement does not invalidate the get if it was not said. Vavina, but we analyze what exactly was that case. Hamevi get mimdina seyam, which is a Mishnah later on Tes Amid Aleph. What exactly was that case? My veini yachaloymer, says the Gemara on top of Hey Amid Aleph, ilei mecheresh. If we're talking about the reason why he can't say it, is because he's a deaf mute. Now it's important to note in halacha, as described in the seventh parak of Gittin later on, that the halachic definition of a cheresh is someone who cannot speak and cannot hear. Today in modern Hebrew, cheresh is often used for an individual who cannot hear but can speak. That's not a halachic cheresh. He needs to be a deaf mute. Ilei mecheresh. If we're going to say we're talking about a cheresh, cheresh barasuya gitau, that's rhetorical question. Can a cheresh bring a get vatanat? But didn't we learn hakol ksherim? Lavias a get chutz micheresh v'katan, as described in the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. So says the Gemara, the reason why this case on Daftes of someone who wasn't able to bring a get, be able to save Fineklav seems not to make any sense, is because who are we talking about? If we're going to be talking about a cheresh, he's puzzled to be a shliach. Vam Rav Yosef Torach, Ma'iskinan, we're talking in a case, Kagon Shenasnu La Kishu Pikeach. He gave the get when he was healthy. And he wasn't able to say until he became deaf. So the halacha would be as follows, says the Mishnah, the get is kosher. Asks the Gemara, L'Rava Nicha L'Rabba Kasha. We continue in our analysis of Rava and Rabba. According to Rava, it makes sense because we validated the signatures, as we mentioned, two lines from the bottom from the Mishnah on Tesam and Aleph, as we mentioned on the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis. But according to Rabba, that says that the requirement is Lishma. How do we know the get was written Lishma? And then the Gemara drops the second bomb. The first bomb we learned about Rabba and Rava was that really Rabba agrees with Rava. That was on yesterday's daf. On today's daf, we now learn another bomb, and that is that there are times that Rabba agrees that b'fayin nechtam is not necessary because later on they learn the halachas lishma. So this throws quite a monkey wrench to everything that we've been learning up until now, particularly those of us who've been zochet to be learning this man gittin b'iyun, that it could very well be that there are times that Rabba would not require b'fayin nechtam, and that is in a case of la'achas lishma. So far, so good, chevra.
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, yachal nami. Says the Gemara, but if that's so then why do we say if he wasn't able to say fine nechtam, which we learned is a case of someone who was healthy and then it become a cheresh halachi, is that when he gave over the get, it's going to be considered kosher even though he didn't say fine nechtam. So then, who cares that he became deaf? Even if he didn't become deaf, in such a case, there's no need to say fine nechtam according to Rabba anymore. Says the Gemara, Gzemer Shem Yachzer Dov LeKulkulo. We're afraid that the matter is going to revert back to its previous state. In other words, that we're afraid that people are going to once again stop learning about the halachos of Lishma. So Gemara says, Ihachi Eini Yachal Nami. If it's going to be that case that we're concerned that it's going to return to Lekukulo, so even in a case of where he can't say b'fani nechtam, we should be machmir and say that this get is not acceptable because he can't say b'fani nechtam. We're afraid that if we're going to allow people to stop saying b'fani nechtam, so then in such a case they will go back to their original state, and then we will have a get that will be given in a case of where it wasn't written Lishma. Says the Gemara, Milsa de lo shchicha. That concern is not a concern that's really common. Milsa de shchicha lo gazer barabanan. And if, since it's not common, so then the gzeira doesn't kick in. In other words, when did we make the gzeira? That's for 98% of the cases where it's someone who could say a fine nechtam. If we're talking about a case of a person who can't, which is only 2% of the cases, so then in such a case, we will be makel and not be choshesh shema yachzer davar lekukulo. Asks the Gemara, va isha delo shchicha, but isha is also a case that's not common. In other words, says Rashi in Dira Maskeva isha, it's not common for a woman to bring her own get. Usually, another shliach brings the get. Let's take a look at Rashi. Va'ishu lo shchicha shetehi atzmei vias gita b'torah shlichus shol tiskarish bo'at shetegiya lebezin ploni. We've had this Rashi earlier in our Masechta, and that is a woman who brings her get to Bezdin, that she's going to get divorced there. Utsnan, that's not common. And we say that a woman does need to say fine nechtam. I thought that we just got through saying that there's no requirement to fine nechtam. We never made the gzeira in a case where it's not shchiach. And says the Gemara, shlo tachlok b'shlichus. We don't want to differentiate within the halachos of shlichus, and therefore we require the woman to say fine nechtam. Ask Gemara Yacha Bal Nami. If that would be so, shol tachlok b'shlichus, that we always require fine nechtam. We, in general, we say that most shlichim that are able, all shlichim that are able, have to say fine nechtam. So then, why is it that if the husband brings a get? Alama Tanya, we learn the brisa. Why is it we learn in the brisa? Who atzmai sheivi gita? If he brings the get, ain't sarach loy mar b'fine nechtam. That he doesn't need to say fine nechtam. Even though the reason should not apply, because it's not common. Nevertheless, we say shlo tachlok b'shlichus. We're not going to differentiate between different types of shlichus. If that's so, then when it comes to the husband, he should have to say, b'fanei nechtav, u'fanei nechtav. Answers the Gemara, time in my Amar Rabbanim, why did the Rabbanim say, tzarech lomar, fine nechtav, that there's a requirement, d'umasi baramar l'apasole, that the Baal is going to come along and protest and make it possible. In other words, he is going to say that the get was possible. So when the husband comes to bring the get, hashta, minkat nokit lebiyade, he's holding the get in his hand. Virure komar alah. He's going to come to be ma'arer, and he won't come to be ma'arer. And therefore, the rule of thumb is the following. Shalotachlok bishlichus. Almost all shlichim need to say fanechta and fanechta because we're choshesh. Shemayachse adover lekilkula. People, once again, not know about lishma. With a couple of exceptions. One exception is when the husband brings it, because when the husband brings it, there's absolutely no chash that he's going to come to say that the get was pasul, wasn't written lishma, if he himself is the one that brings it. And therefore, he doesn't have to say fanechta, fanechta. Similarly, when it comes to a deaf person, he will not have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because it's a case of lo shchiach. A woman would have to say b'fanei nechtam, shelo tachlok b'shlichus. And if she can, we don't want to differentiate between one shliach and another. In contrast, explains Rashi in Dibur Maaseh shelo tachlok, if a person can say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, then that's not called shelo tachlok b'shlichus. Period. Says the Gemara Tashma. We're going to go back to bring proofs in terms of the shita of Rabba and Rava. The boy named Shmuel mir Ravuna. Shmuel asked Ravuna, "Shneim shiv you get in dina seyam? Two people brought get from dina seyam. Tzrichim shiyom refanei nechtam, fanei nechtam. Oh, ain't tzrichim. What happens if there are two people? Do they need to say fanei nechtam, fanei nechtam? Amalei, he said to him, ain't tzrichim. You don't have to. Ma ilu yom befaneinu girsha milo mehemna. These two edim are believed to say in general in court that we know the woman is divorced. So if they're believed to say that their woman is divorced, so then we can't doubt them about the lishma or anything else. Why? Because they themselves would be believed to say that the woman is divorced. Rashi explains the Dibur Maaseh Ma Ilu Yomru. Rashi says klomar. We learned bi'iyun that when we have the word klomar, is that Rashi's adding something that's not explicit. What we mean to say, Imratzu hein omrim, continues Rashi, anu me'idim shegirsha v'nasim laget, o lishlucha get. If they want, they could say that she was divorced. And since they could say that, so certainly they're believed in regards to any requirement of b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Analyzes the Gemara. L'rava nicha, l'rabo kasha. According to Rava, then I understand that once they're believed to say b'fanei nechtam, there's no need to require them to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because at the end of the day, they are by definition believed to say that she's divorced. However, according to Rava, it's going to be difficult. In other words, the Gemara is asking like this. According to Rabba, it's not the concern that the woman wasn't divorced, that the get wasn't kosher, that there's something wrong with the Edom. The concern is that the get wasn't written Lishma. So even if they're going to say B'faneinu Gersha, they don't know that's written Lishma unless they say they know it was written Lishma. So according to Rabba, why don't you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam? Hachamayiskin answers the Gemara, Lachar Shalom, do the same teretz that we had before. We must assume that according to Rabba, we're no longer concerned that it wasn't written Lishma, because everybody knows about Lishma. Says the Gemara, Yachichad Nami. Then if that would be so then why does it make a difference whether two people or one person brought? We said because two people is different, because they could say Fananinu Girsha, even if it's one person. Lachar Shalom, do there's no longer a requirement according to Rabba. Answers the Gemara, Shemiyachzer Dovel Lekil Kulo, because we're afraid that people forget about Lishma. Ihachi Beitre Nami, if that would be so, that if we're afraid that people are going to forget about it, so then, once again, forget the Halacha Lishma, so then even if there are two people, says the Gemara, Trei Demai Sigita Milsal Shchicha, Milsal Shchicha Lo Gazer Rabba Rabbanan. We repeat now the same Shak Levitari that we had before, and that is, it's when it's not shchiach, then there was no new takana that was made of shema yachzer davar l'kakula. Asking Marva, you should all shchicho tonight. You should maybe about she yachzer tzvichel on fanei nechtam, fanei nechtam. The same question we had before, but by isha where machmir, why don't we say that it's not so common for a woman to bring her get, and therefore there was no takana that was made shema yachzer davar l'kakula. And it's marshal tachlok b'shlichos. If we don't want to differentiate between one shliach and the next, if we don't have to, says Gemara yachabal nami. Same halacha should apply to a baal. Same type of question we had above. Alama tanya, why is it that we learned, everybody knows that when we have alama, right? Tell me talmidim ayikarim, that there's alama with a hey and alama with an aleph, right? Alama with a hey means that why is it that the halach is this way? Alama tanya hu atzmo sheivi get ain sarach lomer fun inechtam fun inechtam. In contrast to alma with an aleph means that we see from here alama is a question. Why alama tanya? Why is it hu atzmo sheivi get ain sarach lomer fun inechtam fun inechtam? Time maram rabban sarach lomer fun inechtam fun inechtam. Answers the Gemara, when it comes to a husband, it's different. The whole reason you need to say fun inechtam fun inechtam, the whole reason for the takan in the first place is do maasi barim al pasalei hashlem ikanokala biyade. He's going to be holding it virure kamarle, and he's going to protest. Period. We now continue 7 lines from the bottom on Hayom and Aleph. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you another proof in the Machlokas Rabba Rava. Hamev, you get him Dina Sayyam Vinasnula. If the person brings a get from Dina Sayyam and he gives it to her, Vlo, Amr, Love, Fine Nechtam, Fine Nechtam. And he didn't say, Befine Nechtam, Fine Nechtam, in this kind of Chosam of Kosher. If he could validate the signatures as Kosher, Vimla, Apostle. But otherwise, it's going to be possible. Have a low hutzrichu loemar b'fane nechta fane nechtam la'achmer ala elaha kilaleha. And the halacha is that you don't have to say fane nechta fane nechtam because the whole takana is only to make things easier for her. What's the simple pshat in this braisa? A very beautiful simple pshat. Like we've emphasized in the past, most takanas midrabanan, when it comes to women, are actually against the man and for the woman. And that's why we've mentioned in the past that those who complain that the rabbis are against women, it's actually factually incorrect. If you want to say that the Bible is against women or the Torah is against women, so there we could discuss why that's so or why that's not so. However, when it comes to takanas midrabanan, almost all takanas midrabanan are there to protect the woman against the man. So too, says the Braisa, that the Takana Fanei Nechtam is there to help the woman. In other words, the requirement is so that she's not going to need to prove that the Shtar is kosher. You're going to have Edim already, a Shliach that already told us that the Edim were kosher. Says the Braisa, but what happens if for whatever reason it wasn't said Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam, and you prove that the Edim on the get were kosher, so then the halacha is that it's fine. Why? Because Lo Hutzrich Ulam Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam, Lahachmer Leh, Lahachmer Leh. Analyzes the Gemara 2 lines into the wide, 4 lines from the bottom. L'Rava Nichol Rabba Kasha. According to Rava, it's beautiful. The whole requirement of Fanei is because there is an Edim around. And therefore, if you're Mekayim the Chosam of everything's going to be beautiful, and there's no requirement of Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam, and we're not going to hurt the woman because Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. But L'Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, that the concern is not simply about protecting the woman, but rather we're concerned that people don't allow L'Chol Shema, and then the get will be given not written lishma. So then over here, the whole statement of the Braisa is not true. That it's not simply to protect the woman in order to make sure that we validate the signatures. It's a general chash. A chash that is a general halachic chash, not simply there to protect her, but also there because to make sure that the halachic requirement of lishma be enacted. If that's all, the Rabbi Kasha, question mark, can use Gemara 5 lines about Machamai Skin Lacher Shalom Du. We're talking about after they learned the requirement to Lishma. Va'amrit says Gemara, Gzerishem Yaksa Dovla Kukulo. Weren't we concerned that the matter is going to return back to its bad state? Answers the Gemara, Kishin, he says, she got already married. So now, if she got already married, so then in such a case, Rabbi is not going to make it possible, because what's going to come out is then we're going to say that she was Mazana. And that Rabbi doesn't want to do. This beautiful line of the Braisa that B'fai Nechtav is there to help women, not to hurt them, is that's not the truth. That's not the real reason for the Takana. Mishum Denises, who? Well, the reason that we're Mekel, according to Rabbi, is not because the Takana is there to help the woman. No, it's because that we don't want to be Machmer on her once she already got married. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamer, 2 lines from the bottom. V'chitema lahachmer la v'lafka have. If we're going to say that the requirement fanei nechtam fanei nechtam goes so far that if she got married without b'fanei nechtam fanei nechtam, lafka is an important word that means from the word the shorish means the word the shorish of it is poke. Pei kuf means to go out. If we're going to say that we're going to be machmer on her and tell her she has to leave her marriage, the second marriage, lo hutzrichu lomar. Even Rabba agrees that the takana fanei nechtam fanei nechtam was there to help her and not to hurt her. Continues the Gemara at the top of Hey on the base. This, by the way, is not an easy daf. Time of Ma'aru Pasul. the whole reason that we say the takana fayinechtam is because we're afraid the Baal is going to come along and protest. Hashka Baal lo kama arer. If the Baal is not going to protest, ana nekum v'na'arer Allah, are we going to come along and protest about the get? We're not going to, and therefore, both according to Rava and to Rabbah, it's going to be kosher. We put a big period over here. Tosas on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph actually asked, why don't we come and be ma'ar on the get? Because the halacha is that we have ta'aninon, that we're sometimes towing that a shtar is kosher. So Tosas gives his answer. Tosas's answer on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph is that it's due to the halacha of this whole requirement of a fanei nechtam, as being on behalf of the woman, mishum iguna kilu bar rabbanan, says Tosas on the first line in Dibra Maschol v'yeim yesh olav ori miskayim bechosamav, where Tosas on that base tells us pshat of the Gemara on the top of Heyom Beis, and I discussed with the Talmidim Biyun other terutzim to this kasha. The Gemara continues 3 lines from the top. Bipluksa de Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This machlokas between Rabba and Rava seems to be the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad omar lefi she'en bikin l'shma. V'chad omar lefi she'en edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. One says that the reason is due to the fact that people are not bakin l'shma. And one says because there aren't edim around to prove the get. This time the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who domar lefi she'en bikin l'shma. It would seem that it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who goes like the shita of Rava. There Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, because there was once Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Isaac Gita Kamed Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He brought a get to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he said to him, Lo tzrichino lomer fanechtam fanechtam? Oh, lo. He asked, do we have to say fanechtam or fanechtam? So he was once a shliach and a get, and he asked a shayla to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. The important thing is that even big Talmidei Chachamim should ask shaylas. The only way that emes comes out is with pilpul chaverim, even amongst big Talmidei Chachamim. That's what happened over here. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was asked by Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, does he need to say fanechta? Amalei lo tzrichasa. He says, you don't need. Lo amru, the only requirement to say fanechta, v'darsh rishonim shem mikin l'shma, that they were not pakin l'shma. So this theory that the Gemara had suggested on top of Heyam and Aleph, which we said was monkey wrench number 2 in the machlokas between Rabba and Rava, was not something that the Gemara introduced, but was already said by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Avo v'darsh ha'achrayim de bikin l'shma, lo. But the later Doros, so there isn't a requirement to say fanechtam, fanechtam. Ah, tistayim. So we have a proof that the halacha is, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you need to say fanechtam, fanechtam because of lishma. And since the generations have changed, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's psak was, there's no longer a need to say fanechtam, fanechtam. Asks the Gemara, v'tizbara, are you going to say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is following Rabba, v'harabba yisleh de Rava? Now the two exceptions come together. And that is that we say that Rabba himself holds like Rava. And therefore, there should be a requirement, even according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because of Ein Odin Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, Va'od, and another rule. We don't paskin halacha l'maisa, you don't need to say fanechta, fanechta, even according to Rabba, Ha'amrinon Shem Yachzir Dovla Kukula, we're afraid that things are going to revert back and people are not going to know, but fanechta, fanechta, which just will be meikel in a certain few instances. But at the end of the day, L'chatchir, Rabbi Shua ben Levi shouldn't have given the psak that there's no longer a need of there was another person with him. Ah, so now we're talking about two people bringing a get. And what did we learn on Heyam and Aleph? If two people bring a get, there isn't a requirement to say the reason why it wasn't mentioned in the story is because Rabbi Shimon bar Abba was such a giant, it didn't bother saying who else was coming with him, right? When the Talmidim sometimes take Rav Nevinsal to a simcha, so then in such a case, they'll say that Rav Nevinsal came. They're not going to say which other Talmud from Nativ Aryeh brought him. That people won't notice. Why? Because if it's a giant that's coming along with someone else, so then in such a case, they'll only focus on Reb Shimon bar Abba, and they won't focus on the other person that's coming with him. This Bezer Hashem brings us to the two dots. So far, so good. Talmidim Yikarim?
Yeah.
Okay. Itmar says Gemara Vayter b'fnei kama nois noloi. In front of how many people do you have to say b'fnei nechta and b'fnei nechta? Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chinina. Chad omar b'fnei shnayim v'chad omar b'fnei shlesha. So a very fascinating machloikis about how many do you have to testify in front of when you are bringing the get? Do you have to do it in front of two, or do you have to do it in front of three? In Mirtz Hashem, we haven't gotten to this bi'iyun, but when we learn bi'iyun, we'll have to analyze what are the two shitas of whether you hold two or whether you hold three. Now, the Gemara is going to do its own analysis, and then we'll have to also integrate the Gemara's analysis to the question of, it's not explicit in the Gemara what the mechayev of doing it in front of two or doing it in front of three is about. We can infer some things from the Hemshech of the Gemara, but we'll still need to review this all bi'iyun. Says the Gemara, "This time the Rabbi Yochanan who d'amar fnei shnayim." It would seem that it was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan who requires that the shliach say in front of two and doesn't require in front of three. Now we all know that for it to be called a bezdin, we paskin in Sanhedrin, the majority opinion is, there is an opinion, by the way, that says that two is considered a bezdin, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that to be called a bezdin, you need three. That's what comes out in the sugya in the beginning of Sanhedrin. So over here, it would seem that the ones who require three are requiring a bezdin. The ones who are requiring two have a different shita. This time, the Rabbi Yochanan who damer fnei shnayim. It would seem Rabbi Yochanan is one who requires two. The Rav Bar Chizda Aisa Gitel Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. He brought again from Rabbi Yochanan. Va'omer leizil havi lebapi trei. Bring in front two. Ve'em elu b'fai nechto fani nechtem. Tistayim. So what do we see? He said that you need in front of two. So tistayim means close the door. The sugi is shut. It's Rabbi Yochanan who required two. Says the Gemara, le'em b'hat ha'gemifli. Demand omar b'fnei shnayim. The one who says you need two. Kasav lishem b'kin l'shma. He says that you need two in order to testify in front of two that it was done lishma. That for some reason, if you testify in front of two, that will be enough in terms of chash lishma. Uman domar bifnei shlosha, and the one who says you need three, kasara fishein mitzuyin lekaimo, holds that there aren't edim around. So what would the pshat over here be? Presumably the pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Says Rashi, lefishein edim, v'kimin de kiyumehu, since the shliach is serving the role of being mekayim the chasimus, in other words, validating the chasimus, beinan tlasa kidarmina biksubis, dikiyum shtaros bishlosha. According to this opinion, it would sound like you're doing kiyum shtaros. That's a really, really interesting havamina, because we had a sugya on daf bezim and bezim gimel and aleph that had discussed whether b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam is like kiyum shtaros or not. And it would seem from over here, the Gemara is assuming that according to Rava, it's all about kiyum shtaros. Says the Gemara, is that so? V'tizbra, hamad Rabbi Shua ben Levi, amar l'fisha'in b'kiyin l'shma. Rabbi Yochanan amar l'fisha'in eidim mitzuyin l'kaimo. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan is based on the idea of eidim mitzuyin l'kaimo. V'hachi, heichi kamer Rabbi Yochanan b'fnei shnayim. So why over here are we assuming that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could only do it, you only need in front of two? V'oid, and another kasha, Rabbi slayed to Rava. Doesn't Rava hold of Rava? If Rava holds of Rava, so then two should not be enough. Even according to Rabba, you should need three because it's based on kiyum shtaros. Everybody agrees that you need edim to be mekayim the get, and the shliach's role is to take the place of being mekayim the chasimos. So if that would be so, then in front of three should be necessary, as the Gemara had suggested over here, leaving aside how we reconcile that with Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. But the Gemara had suggested over here that in order to be Mekayim the Get, you need three people. El Dekule Amo B'in Neim Suni Kaimel. V'hacha. And here the Shaila is whether you're allowed to have two people listen to the B'fai Nechta B'fai Nechta. And B'shliach Nasa Eid, V'eid Nasa Dayan Kumifli. And the third person is going to become the Shliach, who's saying b'fai nechta, b'fai nechta. He's going to become an aid, and then he'll be also able to become a dayan. After he testifies, he's also considered a dayan. Man domer fnei shayim kasar shliach nasa aid ve'i nasa dayan. This is a big sugya in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in the Chafs, I think Chaf Ches or so, the Gemara says that you could have an aid witness the Chavav, actually, the Maseches Rosh Hashanah says, that you could have an aid witness the event, in this case in Rosh Hashanah, it would be he witnesses the new moon, and he testifies, and then he himself becomes a dayan. That's obviously a very fascinating shaila, if he could testify and then hear his own testimony, and then become a dayan. So therefore, if you say that the shliach could become an eid neinas a dayan, so then in such a case, this guy will testify in front of two, and then he will later on be mitzarif to as a dayan to what he himself had testified. So man domer b'fnei shayim kasav shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayan. Uman domer b'fnei gimel kasav shliach nasa eid. The shliach could become an eid ve'ein eid nasa dayan, but one eid cannot be done come a dine. V'alkaimelam b'drabana, the eid nas a dine. Says the Gemara, but wait a second, we've paskin in that sugi in Rosh Hashanah, then aid can be can a dine. So the Gemara rejects this explanation. Why is, what then is behind the machlokis, that one opinion is that the shliach has to testify in front of two, while other says two is not enough, you need three. Ela b'alkam b'alkam iflagi. Over here it's a different machlokis. The Mar sever that one is of the opinion. Ela hacha b'alkam iflagi. Rather, what's behind this machlokis is the following. Demar savar kivin deisha ksher levias a get. Since a woman could bring a get, zimun demaisle ilsasa v'sam chiala, that a woman's going to bring the get and we're going to rely on her. Now, what's the issue? What's the problem with an isha bringing the get? Absolutely nothing. But contrary to feminist desire, the halacha is that a woman is not allowed to serve as a dayon. So here, if you're going to, we are going to say a nasa dayon, no problem. There are many issues in the Iyun. How could the aid become a dayan, as discussed in the Tosas and Rosh Hashanah Chavav and in other places? However, we're going to deal with that problem. At the end of the day, a woman will not become able to become a dayan. So therefore, because of this chash, we say you always need three men to hear. But what about the opinion that says that the woman is going to be kasher? Isha made yadi v'lo sam chila. Everybody knows that Isha is possible to dayin. It's not, I don't know what the halacha would be today when people have created so many confusions about what a woman's role is. But once upon a time it was obvious that an Isha cannot be a dayin. An Isha cannot become a rabbi, and an Isha cannot become a dayin. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, we learned in the Braisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe gem dina sayad. There was a get that was brought from Chutzlaitz, v'nasnula. And it was given to her. V'lo amar lo v'fani nechtam, v'fani nechtam. And v'fani nechtam was not said. Yaitzi v'avla mamzer de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is a big machmir in this case. Rebbe Meir says you gotta follow the rules the way they were done. And even if the get is kosher, but if you didn't follow the rules, then Rebbe Meir is very severe. The halachi is that the vlad is a mamzer. Chom ayim reina vlad mamzer. Chom say it's not a mamzer. Ketzi yasa, what should you do in order that she should not have a child that's a mamzer? Yitlenu emena, you take it from her. V'yatsav yitnu ala b'fnei shnayim, you have it given in front of two. V'yomer fan nechta fanay nechta, and you say fan nechta fanay nechta. So what do you see? How we paskin? We paskin that two is acceptable, and we don't require three. The Gemara points out why was Rebbe Meir so severe? For Rebbe Meir, mishum de lo amar fan nechta fanay nechta, yotzi v'avla mamzer. The get was kosher. Just the shliach forgot to say fan nechta fanay nechta. That's quite severe. Says the Gemara in. Yes, Remeir the Tamei. Remeir is a machmir on this. Damar of Amnuna Meshmei Deula. Omer Ayir Remeir Kol Mishana Mimat Beash Etavu Bechalam Begitin Yetsi Vavlad Mamzer. The halacha would be that they need to separate, and if Chas V'Chalil she has another child, the child will be a mamzer. So therefore, one needs to be very, very careful to follow the halachos of Gittin appropriately, so as to prevent from that phenomenon. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf. Hey, let's summarize what we had begun. We continue the sugya of Rabba and Rava. Now we had seen the sugya of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, and the requirement to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, either based on eidin d'masudi kamei or based on lishma. The Gemara says that even if there are times that we're lenient, like the case of an individual who's no longer able to speak, will be mekil according to Rabba because of la'achar shalomdu, and that was monkey wrench number two. In terms of the summarizing all of Maseches Gittin up until now, and that is that there are two exceptions to the Machlokas Rabba and Rava. Number one is that Rabba holds of Rava Shita as well, that even if you know that they're going to be Bakin Lishma, if there's no way to be Mekayim the Chasamas, we're Machmir Fanef Fanechtam Fanechtam. Number two, that Rabba is actually more lenient in certain instances because there were cases of La'achar Shalomdu. That was the first 20 lines on Hey Amid Aleph. Then we had back and forth some Rayas for Rabba and Rava. Ultimately, the Gemara tells us that we try to be machmer fanei v'anechta v'anechtam even after shalomdu because of yatzadav l'kukula. The Gemara also points out as the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi ben Levi, who are way before Rabbi and Rava, four or five generations. Rabbi Yochanan was on the bridge between the Tanaim and the Amoraim. He's Tanahu Polig, that he seemed to have been arguing about the same issue because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was of the opinion that the Rabbi Shua ben Levi had paskin that mi ikur de dina, you don't need to say b'fanei nechtam in the case of where a get was brought because they already knew about lishma. So the Gemara thought Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was like the opinion of Rabbah, and then the Gemara points out that the reason why he told Rabbi Shimon bar Abba he doesn't need to say fanechta fanechta was two people, and we paskin that the halacha is that if two people bring get, there's no need for fanechta fanechta. Then we had discussed in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina whether you need to give a get in front of two or in front of three. The Gemara had suggested it might be dependent on the machlokas of whether an aid could become a dayan, and therefore you could have a bezin of three. The Gemara ultimately rejects that, and the Gemara says that we do paskin that the get only has to be given in front of two. However, when it comes to an isha, so then in such a case, we are machmir to have it given in front of three. In other words, really aid is nasa dayan according to everybody. However, because of the concern that a woman is going to bring in, a woman cannot become a dayan, so then bit lechatchila we require three. And we do see that there were times that we were makel if a get was given in front of two because of aid nasa dayan. Finally, the Gemara says that you always have to be machmir to say fanechta fanechta according to Rabbah because of kolamishana mimatpeya. Shetavu Chachomim, the Vlad, is going to be a mamzer. This Be'ez Hashem concludes Daf Hey in Maseches Gittin.